我们知道这个夜呢是这个感恩节的节日。
This month we are going to have Thanksgiving.
那不知道大家你在感恩节这个时间，你一想到感恩节，你大概想到什么东西？
What comes to mind each time you think about Thanksgiving?
我不晓得你们在当你想到感恩节的时候会想到什么东西从你们脑子里面 跑出来。
So I'm not sure what you are thinking.
那有些呢，他一想到感恩节的时候呢，他就想到火鸡。
Some of us will relate Thanksgiving to turkey.
所以呢，有时候我们叫这个感恩节叫这个火鸡节。
So some people might call Thanksgiving a holiday of turkeys.
那这次的感恩节呢，有弟兄说叫我烤一只火鸡来教会。
Some brother asked me to bake a turkey this time for a church.
那有些呢，他觉得这个感恩节呢，为什么很重要？为什么想到什么感恩节，会想到什么东西呢？
And some people might think Thanksgiving is important because.
因为呢，以前讲就是说，在感恩节的时候呢，这个买东西呢是最便宜的时候。
Because a lot of things are sale during Thanksgiving season.
啊，这个感恩节就像这个黑的星期五。
It's called Black Friday.
我想这个黑星期就好像在中国的这个光棍节一样。
Just like the Singles Day in China, when a lot of things are sale on Black Friday.
然后我的二儿子呢，他就跟我讲说，他说你要不要我到这个 Best Buy 那边去帮你排队。
My son just now asked me, do you need me to line up in Best Buy on Black Friday?
他说他可以从这个礼拜四开始排队。
He said he can start lining up this Thursday.
然后等门一开的时候，他就冲进去啊。
So he can start lining up every day.
不过他说有个条件。
But one condition is.
就是说我要买什么，你就要买给我。
Whatever I want to buy, he said to me, you have to pay for me.
所以呢，我相信很多呢很喜欢感恩节。
So I know many people like Thanksgiving.
因为他可以买到很好的东西。
Because he can get very many good deals.
所以呢，可是呢，我们知道我们信主的呢，对这个感恩节应该有不同的看法。
But for us believers in Christ, we should have different view on Thanksgiving.
那我们也喜欢吃火鸡。
We like to eat turkeys, of course.
我们也喜欢买便宜东西。
We like to deals.
那可是我们不要忘记上次你所讲，就是说我们要感恩节要做什么。
But never forget what we are supposed to do as here it says.
他说就是不要忘记感谢神。
Don't forget to thank God.
那我们再看下一节，就是说为什么呢我们要感恩啊。
Now let's look at the second scripture. Why do we need to be thankful?
Now, 第一呢，我们就是要为了讨神的喜悦。
First is to seek to be pleased by the Lord.
那我们一起来读这个希伯来书三章七到十一节。
Now let's read Hebrews 7:11 to save time. The English versions on the PowerPoint, please read along.
Yeah, 我们写呢，他说，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可。
他们心里常常迷糊，并不晓得我的作为，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。我们读英语，这是 we English together, yeah. So as the Holy Spirit said, today
if you
hear
your
heart in your heart, as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me.For 40 years, saw what I did. That's why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they had not known my way. So I declare on oath in my anger, they should never enter my rest.
那大家知道这个，我们说要感谢吧？感谢的反义词是什么？
As you might know, we talk about Thanksgiving. What does that mean exactly?
就是那个 opposite, 就是这个反义词啊，这是什么意思呀？
So what's the opposite word for Thanksgiving?
啊，要不要猜一猜？
Can you take a guess?
我听到个声音。什么 my
埋怨，对不对？是不是？有很多埋怨，是不是
？Somebody mentioned complaints。
啊，所以就说，平常如果我们不感谢的话，另外一个反义词呢，我们就会开始怎么样？埋怨。
So if we don't always be thankful, we don't always feel thankful in our hearts, we always complain instead.
所以呢，如果你大话题啊，就是在圣经里面呢，神呢就说有一批人呢，他就他觉得他们最不讨的时间是哪一批人？
What most displeasing to God are those type of people? Do you know who?
就这边圣经讲，就说就是那个神在旷野呢带领了40年的这以色列人。
They are the generation God guided for 40 years in the wilderness.
他说了，他说你们的祖宗怎么试我看我。
These ancestors keep on testing me.
那他们怎么试和探神呢？
How do they try God and test God?
他们常常怎么样？埋怨。
They often complained.
他们还没到这个红海的时候，他就埋怨说：“神啊，为什么呢？你把我们带到这个地方来？”
Before reaching the Red Sea, they complained to God, "Why did you take us to here?"
所以呢，然后呢，他们呢，过了红海以后呢，他们呢，走了三天路，他们没有水喝，他们又怎么样？
After going through the Red Sea and they hadn't got water, after 3 days, what did they do?
他们又开始埋怨了。
They started complaining again.
然后呢，后来那个水怎么样？是苦的，他们又开始怎么样？
And then the water tasted bitter. They started, do you know what?
又开始埋怨了。
They started complaining again.
后来他们怎么样？没有食物住。十六次，他们怎么样？又开始怎么样？又埋怨了。
Later on, they ran out of food to eat. They started complaining again.
后来神就把玛拿降给他们，然后呢，他们不吃这个玛拿，吃厌了，又不喜欢这个玛拿，又开始埋怨了。
Then later on, God gave manna to them as food. After a while, they got tired of manna. They started complaining again.
所以呢，然后呢，他神呢就把肉给他们吃了呀。
And God gave them meat.
然后呢，他们太贪吃了，所以肉从鼻子上面吐出来。
And they really love it, and they eat so much that the meat came out from their nose.
所以呢，当时呢，这40年呢，这个以色列呢，跟神的关系怎么样？很不好。
So during these 40 years, they didn't have a good relationship with God.
为什么？因为他们没有个感谢的心灵。
Because they didn't have a thankful heart.
他们又想到神怎么带领他们离开这个奴仆之家。
They didn't think about how God took them out of this house of slavery.
他们又想到神怎么赐给他们水，赐给他们这个食物吃。
They didn't think about how God gave them water and food.
所以呢，就说我们看到，就说如果你跟一个人常常埋怨的话，住在一起，你觉得你会不会很痛苦啊？
If you live with a person who often complains, isn't that horrible?
那我们一定喜欢怎么样，跟一个怎么样？常常会感恩的人住在一起啊。
So definitely want to live with a person who's more thankful.
所以呢，因为怎么样，一个能够感恩的人，就能够跟对方什么，能够建立这个美好的关系啊。
Because if a person is thankful, he can establish a better relationship with another.
如果一个人常常埋怨的话，他跟那对方的关系呢，渐渐疏远，渐渐会分裂啊。
If a person is complaining all the time, however, he gradually alienated himself from another person.
那我记得大概4-5年前，我太太呢到这个纽约去开会。
I remember four or five years ago, my wife attended a conference in New York.
然后呢，我就跟我太太讲说，好不好呢？我们也顺便把我们的三个孩子也带去啊。
I told her maybe we should take along our suitcase as well.
是因为那时候刚好是夏天的时候。
Because that time was summer.
那我们知道就是夏天呢，买飞机票比较贵。
And summer, you know, is very expensive. The airplane ticket is expensive.
所以呢，我们就买飞机票飞到纽约去啊。
We still bought the airplane tickets and flew to New York.
那好了，就是这个呢，我。带他们去玩的时候呢，我就想，以色列在旷野的时候。
When I was showing them around and took them to play at different places, I thought of these Bible words, the Israelites.
然后呢，就说呢，我想就是到纽约去应该是很高兴，因为那个地方很多地方可以玩的。
I thought it would be a fun trip for them because there are a lot of nice places to go.
那边有很多的就是很有名的博物馆。
Like famous museums.
然后呢，我记得那时候刚刚大概911的博物馆刚开门。
911的什么？
911啊，就911呀，911的 museum。
The museum for to commemorate 911 just opened。
然后呢，后来我发觉呢，就说我的小朋友呢一点兴趣都没有。
But later on, I found that the kids showed no interest at all。
他每次我带出去的时候，他就跟我讲一句话。
Each time I took them out, he should say the same thing。
他说好闷。
So tired。
不能 boring。
So boring。
他说每次到什么博物馆就好闷。
Each time I took them to museum, they complain it's boring。
然后呢，另外一点他们就说，他常问我说要吃什么东西啊。
Another would ask me, what are we going to eat?
然后呢，那刚刚这个刚刚开始玩了，还没玩了一个小时呢，他就说问我下一个要吃什么东西啊。
We were just out for 1 hour and he started asking me what to eat next.
然后呢，好了，吃完以后呢，就说我们要走路了，因为在里面大概坐这个地铁以外，坐这个上这个这个巴士以外，基本上大部分去什么地方都要走路呀。
After feeling that, we started walking to different places, and besides using subway, we had to walk a lot.
然后只走一点点路而已。
We just walk a little bit.
他就告诉我说他很累了呀。
One of the kids would complain, saying that he was very tired.
所以整个旅程呢，我只听到他们埋怨的话。
Throughout the journey, I keep on hearing them complain.
第一条说为什么那么早起来。
In the beginning, they would complain, why did they have to get up so early?
那刚好呢，这个我们西雅图的时间呢，跟纽约时间是差三个小时呀。
You know, there's 3 hour difference between Seattle and New York.
然后呢，这个博物馆啊，大概从九点十点开门呀。
Museum usually open around 9 or 10 o'clock.
那他们一定要睡到11点12点才起来呀。
They wouldn't want to get up until 11 o'clock.
起来的时候，这个搞他，然后吃东西，你知道那博物馆已经都差不多了呀。
After getting up, they had to eat and did all sorts of things. Then the library almost closed.
是的，我那时候非常非常后悔他们去纽约呀。
I regret a great deal for taking them.
我就想到是这个这句话呀。
I was reminded of what happened.
这个我就有点厌烦呀。
Yeah. So those Israelites keep on complaining.
所以呢，我不晓得你在你的这个基督的道里面，你再想回去啊，你跟神走在一起的时候，就是感谢的话比较多，还是埋怨的话比较多？
I hope you recall your journey with Jesus, with God. And do you complain more or show more thankfulness?
后来呢，我跟我的孩子讲说，以后我们去玩呢，你们留在家里，我们两个人自己啊。
So later, I told my colleagues, if mom and dad you take trip, you just stay home.
所以呢，以后我们去欧洲。
So from that point on, when we went to Europe,
我们去日本。
We went to Japan.
So 我们两个人去。
Just two of us, my wife and I.
你们去看你们的电视呀。
And three of you just stay home, watch TV.
你自己看，自己吃你的这个热狗。
And you feed yourself hot dogs.
你有这个披萨。
And pizza.
你也可以上网呀。
And you can go online.
你要几点起来也没关系呀。
And if
几点起来要几点起来都没关系呀、啊。
哦，
我上面不讲，你这一个不一样。就说、okay. 就说我们已经看不到了呀。
So you won't be able to see me.
呀，所以呢，希望呢，我们的这个人生呢，不像我的孩子一样给神这样的感觉呀。
I hope our journey won't be like the journey my kids took, and we stop complaining. We can be more thankful.
呀，希望呢，我们多多向神感恩。
We can show more thanks towards God.
讨做个讨神喜悦的
，so we can be a child pleasing to him。
那我们再看下一个。
Let's look at the next scripture。
我们来读腓立比书第四章六到七节啊。
Philippians 4:6-7。
我们一起来念：应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐恩意外的平安。必在主耶稣基督保守你们的心怀意念。English version. Do not be
anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
好，这边呢讲得很清楚，就说因为为什么我们要感恩呢？为什么我们要祷告要感恩呢？他说我们如果有这样的心，这样的话，他说我们就可以懂什么挂念呢到平安。
So here it says clearly why we need to be thankful and pray constantly. It says here, then we'll get peace.
然后平常呢，可能我们挂念的东西呢，可能其实是没有改变。
And many times our worry don't seem change.
可是呢，当我们愿意祷告，我们愿意告诉神，我们也感谢神的时候
，But when we are thankful, when we are willing to pray,
神已经在我们心中工作了
，And God started working our heart,
就是把这个意外，就是我们没有想到的平安呢，放在我们心里面
，He will put this peace more than what we can imagine into our heart.
我们就看下面一个圣经的例子呀。就在沙漠记上十节到十一节还有十七到十九节
Here is a good example in Samuel 1:10-11, 17-19
就讲到个哈娜的故事呀
The story of Hannah
我们一起黄导我们一起来念
谁起来
了一起来哈娜心里愁苦就痛痛的哭泣就去找耶和华许愿说万军之耶和华你若坚固背你的苦情顾念不忘非你赐我一个儿子我必使他终身归于耶和华不用剃头刀剃他的头以利说你可以平平安安的回去愿以色列神充信你向他所求的哈拿说愿卑女在你面前蒙恩一世妇人走镇上再再抽涌七日清早他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜就回拉玛到了家里以利加拿和妻子和拿同房耶和华顾念哈拿英文因和
death of anguish Hannah preached to the Lord weeping bitterly and she made a vow saying Lord Almighty if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant but give her song Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord,And then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her.
那这边呢，讲到这个哈娜的故事呢，那我们知道这哈娜的故事呢，就说因为她的丈夫呢，发现呢，哈娜呢不能够生小孩。
So here's the story of Hannah. Her husband found out Hannah was barren.
然后呢？这个他的先生呢就起了一个小三
the husband married another
对然后呢这个小三呢就为了生了小孩
so this another wife bore some children for him
然后呢这个那他们呢就是每一年呢会到这个会幕呢去那边敬拜神
every year they will go to the tabernacle to worship God
然后呢，就说这个哈娜先生就带着他还有他的小三呢，就一起去敬拜。
Hannah would the husband would take another wife to worship God together.
那他已经没有孩子呢，是非常难过的事情。
Hannah feel very downcast because she didn't have any children.
哪里知道呢？这个小三呢，常常激动他呀。
And those mysteries always provoked Hannah.
真的让他非常更加难过的在家里的难过呀
So this add more misery to Hannah's life
所以呢他说他就怎么办呢他就说他就祷告神
So she said to herself what shall I do She started worshiping and praying to God
然后他把他所有的心中的苦情呢向神祷告
She just released all her misery to God
然后呢这边很特别就说这个以利呢就跟他讲说他说这个愿耶和华呢就说 求你下一所求。
And Eli said to her, may the Lord grant what you ask for.
然后呢，那不知道这个当时来讲，哈拿呢就相信他讲的话。
So Hannah just believed what he said.
然后呢，她的心情呢完全改变了。
And her attitude and her mind completely changed.
我们怎么知道？一般就说她已经面上不再愁容，她已经去吃饭了。
How do we know? Because it says here that she was, her face was no longer downcast and started eating.
那神当时顾念她哈，她顺了这个沙漠。
那 later on, she gave birth to Samuel.
那她不但顺了沙漠，还顺了有几个小孩。
Besides Samuel, she gave birth to a few more kids.
啊，所以呢，我们看到很特别的，我们当我们遇到这个忧愁。遇到担心的事情的时候呢，他说我们基督徒呢，我们呢可以把我们的忧愁、我们的苦情呢告诉神。
So here we can see as Christians, if when we encounter life's obstacles instead of worry, we should tell our worries to God.
那神呢，没有不一定马上回答我们的答案的。
God may not answer our prayer immediately.
可是我们知道神听了我们的祷告，所以我们可以献上我们的感谢。
But we knew that God heard our prayer, so we can thank Him.
那我记得我有一次呢去一个查经班讲道。
One time I went to preach at a Bible study group.
那时候是在美国的中部。
At that time, it was still in the middle part of U.S.
那谁住过中部的可以举手吗
？Have you ever lived there?
就是美国中部 ，OK 好，就有一天住过美国中部哈。那美国中部呢？我们是住在美国中部的时候呢，这个冬天呢，这个天气变化蛮大的。
The middle part of America weather changed a lot in the winter.
然后那天呢是星期五的晚上，所以呢我就开车要到去那个查经班去讲道。
It was Friday evening. We had to drive to go to their Bible study group to preach.
然后呢那天呢傍晚呢开始下雨。
And by the evening time, it started snowing.
然后呢，渐渐的，这个温度呢降往下降。
The temperature dropped down.
所以呢，那个路上的这个雨水呢开始结冰起来了。
And the rain started to freeze.
然后呢，因为天气冷了，它这个雨呢就变成下雪了。
And then gradually the rain turned to snow.
所以呢，这个大师就说，如果这个又有冰的话，又雪的话。那个路怎么样？非常滑。
And we were warned if it was sleet and it's very hard for the car to drive.
然后呢，当时呢，我开的车呢是四轮带动。
At the time I was driving a four-wheel drive.
所以呢，应该是蛮安全的呀。
It should be very safe.
那可是不知道为什么开得很慢，二十五迈而已啊。
But somehow I was driving very slowly, just 25 miles.
就是我的方向盘失去控制了。
I lost my control in direction.
所以呢，我就说没有办法控制它，已经直接就滑出去了呀。
So the car just glided away.
然后呢，就掉那坑里面去了。
I fall into the ditch.
哎呀，我说糟糕了。
I said, what should I do?
因为呢，我。这个我的车子呢，我想往前，它没办法往前。
I want to push the car forward, but it didn't move forward.
那他们说，你可以向它放这个 R， 你可以往后试试看一下。
And people told me to try to move back.
那这个轮子呢，就在那边转了。
But the wheel keep on spinning.
可是没法动。
I couldn't move.
然后呢，我一往我的旁边的这个我的窗口看。
I look through my side window.
那个雪有那么高呀？
The snow was so high already.
所以呢，我说根本出不来了。
I knew I couldn't get out.
所以我那时候呢又没有带这个睡袋。
I didn't have a sleeping bag that time.
我又没有带这个巧克力呀。
I didn't bring
chocolate. Yeah. 我就是什么都没有呀。
I didn't bring anything.
我只有我的奖章跟圣经呀。
This is my Bible and the things I prepared.
所以呢，我就开始呢担心了，忧虑起来呀。
I started worry the danger might be imminent.
因为很可能我今晚上过不了了。
I might not be able to get out the whole night.
可能我就被在这个车里面被冻死了。
I might be frozen to death here in the car.
然后呢，车子有经过，没有人停下来。
And the many cars passed by, but nobody stopped.
因为停在那边太危险了呀。
Because it's very dangerous to stop.
因为你停下来的话，可能后面车子停不住呀，还会把你撞到去。
Because if you ever stop, the car behind you might bump you.
然后呢，而且天气太冷了。
And also so cold.
所以呢，那你知道吗？就是我们要去讲道的人呀。
You know, I initially went there to preach.
然后呢，应该讲道应该信心比较大一点，对不对呀？
You know, you think since I will be preaching there, I should have great faith.
可是没有，我信心也是很小呀。
No, actually, my faith was not big.
那怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
因为当时呢，我没有手机啊。
At that time, I didn't have cell phone.
当时呢，很少有手机，因为手机太贵了呀。
Because at that time, not many people own a cell phone. Cell phones are too expensive.
那我就开始呢，默默的依靠神，仰望神呀。
So I started quietly looking up to God.
然后呢，我开始呢唱诗歌呀。
I started singing hymns.
然后呢，这个默默仰望神唱诗歌的时候，哎，我的心态就改变了呀。
As I quietly singing and also look up to God, my heart changed.
就是好像有个peace进到我心里面来。
It's like a peace came to my heart.
所以呢，好像有个声音跟我讲
，Actually, a voice was saying to me，
就是不要怕呀
，Don't be afraid。
所以呢，过一段时间，哎，有真的有部车停下来。
After all, a car stopped。
哎呀，我太高兴了呀
！I was overjoyed。
然后呢，那个他就问我说，他说你需要帮忙呀
？The driver asked me, "Do you need help?"
我说我需要帮忙呀。
I said yes。
然后他说好，那我现在帮忙，他就要去帮我推我的车子呀。
But then he came to help me and push my car.
那根本呢，因为在那个深坑里面根本推不动的。
It's too hard to push.
然后他就说没有关系啊。
And then he said, "Don't worry."
他说呢，我可以帮你打电话。
I can call for you.
我说糟糕了，说你打电话要开到下一个油站去才可以打电话呀。
I said, "Well, if you want to make a phone call, you have to drive to the next gas station to do that."
他说没有，他说我有手机。
He said, "Oh no, don't. I don't have to. I have a cell phone."
我没想到他有手机呀。
To my surprise, he had a cell phone.
所以呢，他打手机，然后找到一个拖车。
So he called and found a tow car.
然后刚好很巧，那个拖车就在我滑住的地方住得很近的。
Coincidentally, and that towing car was very close to where I stopped.
所以呢，他三十分钟后就来就把车子拖出来了。
So 3-4 minutes later, he came. The tow car came and pulled my car out.
呀，所以呢，我们看到怎么样？我们可能会忧虑很多事情呀，很多挂虑很多事情。
Many times we worry about many things.
因为呢，可能我们又把这个事情交托给神。
Is that because we didn't leave our worries to God?
或者我们虽然是祷告了，可是我们没有完全的交托。
Or we might have prayed, but we didn't leave the matter completely to God.
我没有把这个感恩献上。
I didn't offer my thanksgiving.
所以呢，我们虽然祷告以后呢，还是继续忧虑啊。
So even though we prayed, we continue worrying.
那我们再看下一个哈。
Let's look at next one.
OK， 我们一起来读这个腓立比书4:10-11。
Philippians 4:10-11。
我们一起来念说。我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生，你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因谢华说这话，我问在什么情况都因为知足，这是我学会了。对，就说这边呢，如果我们哦，一起来英文，英语怎样 ？I rejoice
the
greatly
the Lord that
at last
you
renew
your
concern for
me.
Indeed, you were concerned,
but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
好，如果大读的话，我们读这个喜乐的话，在圣经呢，哪一本书呢讲喜乐讲的最多
？Talking about joy, which book mentioned most of the time?
我们知道这是怎么样？是腓立比书。
We know it's Philippians.
所以呢，保罗说哈，他虽然呢，当时呢是在坐牢。
although Paul at that time was healed,
可是呢，他说他呢已经学会了一个功课。
But he said that he has learned a good lesson.
他说不管是他有缺乏
，whether he is in need,
啊，不是说下面也提到又没有把这个，不管他是有丰富多余
，whether he has extra.
他说他学会的功课怎么样？他说他会学术呢可以知足。
He learned in all circumstances he can be content.
虽然我们知道就是一个感恩的人呢，就是一个什么样知足的人呀。
So a thanksgiving person is a content person.
所以呢，如果呢我们的人生呢常常忧虑、常常担心、没有办法快乐的话呢，我们呢一定是很痛苦呀。
So if we keep on worrying, keep on fear, our life is a miserable one.
那我们再读这个箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs 17:22.
喜乐的心乃是良药。忧伤的人食骨枯干，而缺乏话也是
不耐心，把它快速转化成。
那我们看到为什么喜乐很重要呀
？Why joy is very important？
因为喜乐像个非常好的药。
Because joy is medicine。
然后呢，让呢我们的心里的有毛病呢可以医好。
Can remove any problem of our heart。
然后呢，如果我们天天的这忧伤。
If we worry every day,
它的身体怎么样？会让我们的骨头都会枯干。
And our bones will dry up.
那我们知道，我们到了中年以后，我们到中年以后
，After middle age, we know.
然后他们告诉我说，告诉我说要吃 vitamin D.
I was told to eat vitamin D.
大家为什么要吃维生素 D 吗
？Why? Do you know?
啊？有钙对不对呀？哈，呀，有钙呀。所以呢
，I need calcium。
所以呢，如果你吃了钙
，If you take enough calcium，
可是呢，你天天都忧伤了。
But you still worry every day。
我想那个钙可能对你帮助不是很大呀。
Calcium will be of no much use to you。
所以呢，如果我们有个喜乐心
，On the other hand, if we have a joyful heart，
那我们知道说这个喜乐对我的钙很有帮助呀。
Do you think the joy will add up onto the calcium?
而且呢，这个又不要钱呀。
And also, it's free.
那你是不是要天天学啊？
Don't you think you should be joyful every day?
所以呢，非常非常重要呀。
So that's very important.
所以呢，我们无论是我们的情况如何，现在的情况如何，我们学习哦，靠神啊，或者我们经历一些情况哦，我们靠神呢，知道呢有喜乐，我们心中就可以满足呀。
So no matter what circumstance we are in, as long as we rely on God, we can learn to be content. It's very important.
那我记得那时候我们那时候搬来 Olympia.
I remember when we first moved in Olympia.
然后呢，我太太上班。
My wife was working.
然后呢，我留在家里看顾我的两个小孩。
I stay at home to care for my two little ones.
所以呢，这个就是当时来讲的话，对我来讲的话，就说是蛮辛苦的一个工作呀。
At that time for me it was a hard job.
因为呢，有时候三个半夜起来呀。
Because you had to wake up at middle of night.
然后呢，要喂奶呀。
And you had to feed them milk.
还要换尿布呀。
And change a diaper.
然后呢，这个你说小孩子生病呢，就是要照顾他。
If they were sick, you had to get up to care for them also.
所以呢，有人就那时常问我说，他这个为什么不去上班呀？
That time, people often ask me, why didn't you go to work?
啊，一些弟兄姐妹还有爱心说，还帮我找工作呀。
And some brothers and sisters were very loving to the point that they looked for jobs for me.
虽然当时呢，我是觉得是有点苦呀。
Although I felt it was hard for me that time.
我觉得。我是心里面很快乐呀。
But I did feel joyful in my heart.
哦，对呢，对呢，我那时候呢，有时候呢，常常在晚上在想的时候
，I often thought to myself.
我就偷笑了。
I actually couldn't help but laughing.
说我还蛮喜欢在家里照顾小孩的。
Actually, I found myself enjoying taking care of kids at home.
我觉得我想我可以看到他
其实可以开始走路呀。
I can see when my cage started walking.
哎，我可以看到他其实可以开始叫爸爸妈妈。
And I had the opportunity to learn when my cage started calling mommy and daddy.
然后呢，我可以做这个科学研究，就说到底呢，怎么样弄他呢，可以很快的自己先上洗手间呀。
I can even conduct a scientific research to see how to be more efficient and to go to the bathroom.
怎么样找他，让他呢就可以就是很快睡觉呀，不会找我呀。
How to take care of them in a way that they won't add trouble to me? They could be more easy to take care of.
然后呢，所以我想到很多很有趣的故事呀。
So I thought of many interesting things.
是特别就说，等于说晚上不是要读故事书给他们听吗？
And at night I would read stories to them.
然后呢，常常呢就是读故事书读到一半的时候呢，你知道谁先睡着吗？
Often, very often, halfway through the story, could you guess who fell to sleep first?
我已经睡着了呀。
It was me. I fell into sleep already.
后来呢，我们就告诉我们的女儿呀。
Later, I told my daughter.
她说这样好了，你读故事书给我们听呀，我们就先睡了。
So she told me, you continue reading story to us and we'll sleep first.
然后等你离开的时候顺便把我们关灯呀。
And also when you leave the room, remember to turn off the light.
所以就说这边就很明显。这不给妈妈，对，对不起，那个，所以呢，就说表示你可以想到很多很喜乐、很满足的事情呀。
You can always think of something that makes you feel content and joyful.
所以呢，我有些人就说，哎呀，我本来是有两个小孩。
Some people said, well, I actually had two kids.
那我的两个小孩，差不多准备好要去上这个小学了。
So they are about to go to elementary school.
那我就可以开始到外面去上班。
But then I can go out to work.
那是不小心又生了老二、老三。
You know, for our case, accidentally, we had a third one.
那有钱就说吴宗正，你是不是借着这个老三又留在家里了
？Someone asked me, maybe brother, you're just trying to use a third kid to stay home longer.
我说没有呀。
I said no.
然后呢，还好这个老三呢，因为他到了某个年纪，他说你呢不是一个真正的老师呀。
And the third one later on told me, my third kid later on told me, you are not actually a real teacher.
他说你可不可以把我送去学校呀？
You better go send me to school.
所以我就把他送去学校了呀。
So I sent her to school.
所以呢，我说我这个方式呢，就说不一定是每个人都要一定要是这样，两个人上班也非常好呀。
Well, my way of living might not suit everybody. Of course, for some people, it's good for both of them to work.
So, 有些人就说，他说你这样做一个人上班是很危险的。
Some people said, you are trying to do this, it might be dangerous.
所以就是只靠我太太上班非常危险的。
Because you just depend on one income, your wife's income, that's kind of dangerous.
而且我太太做那个公司呢。就是每次过四月十五号，因为他是报税的哈，他就要裁员。
And also, my wife worked for a tax company. After April every year, they lay off people.
所以呢，就说这个可以裁员，我们家就没有收入了呀。
We won't have income anymore if she's laid off.
所以呢，他们就说鼓励我去上班呀。
So they people encourage me to go back to work.
然后他们就说你不上班又不太划算呀。
And also they said it's not a good deal if you don't work.
你说你十二年不上班，你说你这个可以赚钱多少钱呀？
Think about it. If you worked for the past 12 years, how much money have you made?
大家觉得如果上班十二年，可不可以在奥林匹亚买一栋房子呀？
Is the money enough to buy a house in Olympia?
我相信可能是可以的呀。
I'm sure we can.
所以呢，对。从不同的角度呢，觉得说，按照我没上班呢，我就亏了很多呀。
So from different perspectives, if I don't work, I lost a big deal.
可是从神的角度，或者从我个人角度来讲的话，我觉得好像是有亏，不过好像也得到另外一种的祝福呀。
But from God's perspective and from my own perspective, even though I might have lost a little bit, but I gained much more.
Yeah, 所以大概我这十二年呢，没生过什么病。
So for these past 12 years, I almost didn't get sick.
虽然我晚上睡得不好呀。
Even though I didn't have good sleep at night.
睡眠不够呀，走路起来有时候糊里糊涂了呀。
Even though I didn't have enough sleep at night and woke up muddle-headed.
所以呢，靠着神真是个良药呀。
But with God, this is a great medicine.
那我们再看另外一点呀。
Another point.
我们看这个希伯来书十章二十四节。
Hebrews 10:24.
我们想一下说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good.
那这边呢很特别，就说呢，他说呢，这个如果我们爱对方的话，我们顾念到对方的话，我们就变成影响对方。
And it's very special here. If we think about others, we want to be considerate.
那我们爱对方呢，很自然的，很多时候是很那时候人会把我们爱我们回来。
And when we love, and people will respond to our love.
那其实呢，跟这个如果我们读这个这个以色列的故事呢，我们也可以理解。那我们看这个民数记啊，十三章三十节到十四章三节。
This story below help us have better understanding.
那我们放到我们一起来念吧。
Let's read together.
说，迦勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们就能得胜。”但那些和他同去人说：“我们不能上去攻击那里，因为他们比我们强壮。”探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列报恶信说。我们所窥探经过之地是吞住欺民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都是身量高大，我们在那里看见亚拿族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，替我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，替他们看我们也是如此。我们简练英文 English。Then Caleb silenced the
people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the man who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land was poor, devoured those living in it. All the people we saw were of good size. We saw the Nephilim live there. The descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seen the coppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them."
我们再看下面哈，我们一来读中文。当下全会众大声喧嚷，那夜百姓都哭号，以色列众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下？我们的妻子、孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及去岂不好吗？”
Tonight, all the members of the community raised their voice and wept loud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?"
那这边呢，我们可以看到，就说呢。神呢，当这个摩西呢，派了十二个探子呢，进去看这个迦南美地。
So the question is here, Moses sent out 12 spies to scout the land of Canaan.
他们在那边看了那个地，看了40天。
And stayed there for 40 days.
然后呢，他们十二个人就回来了，把这个消息呢告诉所有以色列人。
And then they came back with a report to the Israelite.
那边很特别，就说有，就主要是有这个迦勒跟耶稣亚。
So the main people are Caleb and Joshua.
然后呢，他们就说，既然神已经告诉我们说，我们可以进去那个地啊，我们就进去了。
So Caleb and Joshua said, "Since God told us to enter the land, we should surely do."
就是说，那些人都比我们大，比我们壮。
Although those people are stronger and bigger than us.
可是我们靠着神呢，就可以进去了。
But with the help of God, we should be able to conquer them.
可是呢十个人呢他们觉得不应该进行啊。
But 10 people out of 12 said they shouldn't go.
因为他说我们像什么像蚱蜢一样。
Because they said they feel like just being grasshoppers to them.
就是我们可能被他们柴鼠吃掉的可能呀。
And they said we might be devoured by them or trampled on.
那这个很特别，就说当时呢他们在讲的时候呢，这个整个的会众呢就很轰动了呀。
So there was a roar, uproar among the assembly as they talk about this.
那这个会众呢就说到底是听十个人的还是听两个人的
So should the community listen to 10 people or just two?
那明显怎么样我们从这里看怎么样这个怎么样他们怎么在哭
Obviously the whole assembly wept
然后呢他们又开始怎么样翻脸了
They start grumbling
而且从了故事从过这个为什么你把我们带到这个旷野来
They complained Why did you bring us to this wilderness?
然后说我们呢我想进迦南美地，我们要回埃及去了。
You don't want to go to this beautiful land of Canaan. We want to go back to Egypt.
所以呢，你看这十个人怎么样？就透过他们的埋怨，透过他们的反对呢，击中了整个会众呀。
So through this ten people's objection and opposition, they spurred on the contents of the assembly.
所以呢，我们也看到，就是说，如果一个人呢会感恩的话。
So we can also see, on the other hand, if a person learns to be thankful,
他呢，这个感恩呢，也可以影响这个会众。
He can also influence the assembly in a positive way.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们就发觉啊，我们的小孩子呢，为什么常常埋怨
？But sometimes we found our kids complaining a lot.
后来想来想去啊
，But think carefully.
哎呀，原来怎么样？我们做父母亲的怎么样？
Actually, it was as parents
也常常怎么样彼此埋怨
who often complain to each other.
所以呢，我们的孩子看到了
and our kids saw that.
他呢，我们也击中他了呀
and they were influenced.
所以他也开始埋怨了呀
they started complaining as well.
所以呢，这个埋怨呢，好像有个这个有点像是传染性的这东西啊
So it's contingent, uncontaminous.
所以你对于某件事情你不满的时候呢，你就到某个人家去讲。
So if you're not content or about something, you complain.
然后呢，这个人呢，然后又到某个家哪个家讲哦，你看这个事情会不会很快传出去啊
？So you complain to one person, then this person will complain to another, then it spread bigger.
这个中国不是讲吗？这个好事怎么样，不出门对不对？坏事怎么样？什么？听不懂。传钱你知道呀
As old Chinese song says, good news might not come across the threshold, but bad news travels thousand miles.
那所以呢，为了这个众人的和平，为了家庭的和平呢，我们尽量少什么埋怨。
So for the peace of everybody and the peace of the family, we better stop complaining or complain less at least.
Yeah, so 呢今天呢我们学了个功课说为什么要感谢
Now we learned the lesson why we need to be thankful.
Okay, 第一个为什么要感谢啊
First reason, why?
啊记得吗
Do you remember?
是啊对了讨论习了呀对了呀这是跟神很好的关系好就是好那我现在问你们信主人你想不想逃生实验
First, because it's pleasing to God. For us believers, do you want to please God?
你想不想你的生活是照神的心意行
Do you want to walk in the will of God?
第二，为什么我们要感谢
Why we do want to be thankful? Second reason.
我考你们，你们记得吗
Let me give you a test. Do you remember?
为什么那是第三点呀。
That's the third point. A joyful heart is mentioned. You're very fast.
很好呀。第二点什么？从什么样？从忧虑怎么样？可以变成怎么样？心里有平安。
Because by being thankful, you have transcending peace.
那我想问你说，你喜欢做个有忧虑的人，还是喜欢做个有平安的人？
Do you want to be a worrisome somebody or a peaceful one?
好，这你可以问自己啊。
You ask yourself.
然后第三个，我们刚才前面也讲了。
And just now the sister mentioned the third point. Can you repeat?
对了呀，他记得这一点了呀。
Very good. A joyful heart is a good medicine.
所以呢，你到底想做个忧伤的人，常常埋怨，还是你喜欢做个喜乐的人，常常感谢？
So it's your choice whether you want to be a worrisome person or a joyful person who often gives thanks.
如果呢，你发觉在教会里面每次你聚餐呢，你都不悲喜的话，可能跟这个有关系的。
If you found in many gatherings or church you're not invited, maybe it's one of these reasons.
然后第四是什么？
Fourth.
大家想说，所以为什么要感恩？
Why do we need to be thankful?
是的吗？什么？为什么？激发怎么样？别人你可以感恩呀。
Because we can spur other people on to be thankful.
所以呢，希望呢。在这个感恩节的季节
I hope during this thankful season, Thanksgiving season,
我们可以学习多多的感谢神
We can learn to be more thankful towards God.
让我们的人生呢有改变
And our life will be changed.
不但我们自己蒙福
Not only ourselves being blessed.
让我们身体会好
Our health improved.
我们呢也可以把这个祝福呢再给别人
We can share this blessing with other people.
他们也可以享受到我们的喜乐
You can also share our joy.
他们也被我们激发起来，能够更多感谢神。
They could be spurred on by us to be more thankful to our God.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在这个感恩节的季节。
In this Thanksgiving season.
除了我们可以享受这个丰盛的饮食。
Besides enjoying abundant food and delicious food.
我们也可以。买到便宜的东西
Besides buying a good deal
那我们不要忘记在我们心中能够学习感谢的功课
Let us also remember to learn to be thankful
因为圣经讲得很清楚
As Bible clearly instructed us
说这是神的旨意
This is the will of God
那我们信主人我们很希望能够做事情呢能够讨神的喜欢
As believers of Christ, we always hope that we could do things to please God.
所以呢，我们知道主啊，你喜欢我们这个人生呢，不是一个像以色列在旷野过着是一个埋怨的人生。
We surely know, Lord, you don't will our life to be one like the Israelites to keep on complaining.
你要我们过着一个凡事能够感恩的心。
It's your will for us to live a life full of thanks.
因为你在我们身上。太多的恩典
Because you have blessed us so much
不但是从这个心灵方面更重要是在属灵上面给我们这个祝福
So not just materially but also spiritually you have blessed us so much
你赦免我们的罪
You have forgiven our sins
你为我们在天上预备这个永生的地方
You have prepared an eternal home for us in heaven
那有一天呢，我们会跟你永远的同在。
And one day we'll be together with you forever.
所以主啊，我们在世上时间实在是很短。
So Lord, our days on the earth are short.
希望这个短的时间。
We hope during those short days.
心中充满感恩，充满喜乐呀。
Our heart could be filled with joy and filled with thanksgiving.
不但是对我们个人有祝福。
Not only will this be a blessing to us ourselves.
当然，我们可以祝福我们的家庭。
But also a blessing for family.
祝福我们周遭的人。
People around us.
让他们看到神在我们心中的工作。
So that they can see the work of God in our heart.
让他们呢也可以跟我们一样，把这个感恩献给神。
So that they can also give their thanksgiving heart to God.
啊，我们将祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. a big blessing to us ourselves.
当然我们可以祝福我们的家庭。
But also a blessing for family.
祝福我们周遭的人。
People around us.
让他们看到神在我们身上的工作。
So that they can see the work of God in our heart.
让他们呢也可以跟我们一样，把这个感恩献给神。
So that they can also give their thanksgiving heart to God.
我们这样祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.